Welcome. As you gaze upon the tranquility of the Columbia River Gorge, you might imagine it's existed this way forever. But the truth is, this landscape has a wild and dramatic past. Let's rewind millions of years and explore the forces that shaped this iconic place. You can forget peaceful. Millions of years ago, the gorge was a stage for immense volcanic activity. Molten rock, called basalt, erupted from the Earth's crust, blanketing the area in layers miles deep. Some of these flows even reached the Oregon coast. Now look closely at the rock faces around you. See those dramatic columns? That's columnar basalt, formed as the lava cooled and contracted. Believe it or not, the source of this basalt is now under Yellowstone National Park, thanks to the slow movement of our continental plate. Fast forward to 6 million years ago, and the Cascade Mountains began to rise. The mighty Columbia River, ever persistent, carved its path through these growing giants, following the basic path we see today. Enter the Ice Age. Enormous floods, a chaotic mix of mud, water, and icebergs, roared across Washington and the Columbia River Valley. These weren't your average floods. Some reached depths of 1,000 feet. They ripped away at the basalt layers, carving out the steep walls and box canyons characteristic of the gorge. The story doesn't end there. Evidence of more recent mud flows and landslides litter the landscape. One such event, the Bonneville landslide, even temporarily dammed the river around 1450 AD, inspiring the legend of the Bridge of the Gods. So, the serene beauty surrounding you is a counterpoint to its violent past of volcanic eruptions, colossal floods, mud flows, and landslides. Even the fires we see today are part of this ongoing story. Thank you for joining us on this geologic journey through time. I'm Lloyd Dekay, a geological oceanographer and the Columbia River Gorge Chapter President for the Ice Age Floods Institute. To learn more about the Ice Age floods and the Pacific Northwest geology, visit our website at iafi.org.